On Wednesday, our usual day, but there was a little problems with the studio, or our studio, anyway. But we're here today, and I got to make sure Melissa's with me. She's supposed to call in, too, so we can talk to you guys and give you some really cool information about preparing yourself to run, having the mindset to do that, which it does take a mindset. And also, it takes a mindset to run. And it also takes a mind. How do you keep your mindset when things are a little crazy and you get out of the headspace, right? That's what we're going to talk about today. So, how many of you guys have ever ran and then all of a sudden you're not in that mindset? Are you lose your place? Or you lose your endorphin high when you run? How many of you guys have done that? And how do you stay put? How do you stay in that mindset, right? That's a hard one. Or it can be. I've done it myself, so what's your thought? What's your thoughts on that, you guys? And how do you do it? I ran a marathon. It was the first one I ever ran. And about, 26.2. And about mile 16, I think. I was like, oh my gosh, I don't think I can do this. And I just kept, saying my mantra. I am enjoying the run. And I kept saying that in my head. I am enjoying the run. I am enjoying the run. And pretty soon, I was able to get back there, right? You know what I mean? But have you ever had that happen to you where, you are not in the mindset, or you lose the mindset, or you feel like you can't do it, or you can't go any further? What do you do? Because it can be challenging. I have people that they're like sitting there going, oh, other runners, and you can practice all you want, and that's good. But you also have to prepare your heart and your head. And one of the things that I do that really makes a difference for me I will tell you this, is that I put in my headspace that I'm just going to get it done. And, and like I said, I just kept saying my mantra before. And I know Melissa just recently ran a 5K, and I'm excited to hear how she did it, right? What does she do? And on that note, she said that she had to talk to herself, and she had to slow down and walk a little bit. Sometimes that's what happens, you have to walk, and that's okay too. But one of the things that you do is, I think good music helps, right? Me, she doesn't listen to music. Do you listen to music? But good music helps, right? You put on some really cool tunes to run to, that will work for you. Hold on one second. I want to make sure where she's at. She's supposed to be on here now, and I apologize. Let's go see where she's at. And I'm going to find out, and then we can hear what she's got to say. So having the mindset to do it is key, like I said. And when you get out of the mindset, how do you handle that? That's a tough one. So one of the things I do is I make sure I put on good music. Let me tell you what else works too. Tony Robbins has a great one for athletes himself that he puts, with breathing work and running. What does he do? It's an hour of power, 15 minutes for fulfillment, 30 minutes to thrive. So he has that. He has a bunch of breathing exercises along with some really good music that is designed to help you run. And then also there's a exercise he does with his fingers that will help you keep in that space. And I like that. I've done that one before. I've recorded it and have it, on my phone, because everybody uses a phone or whatever they use, you know what I mean? And so that's what I use. I also really like, when I'm running, sometimes I listen to personal development speakers, right? So I'm running and I'm hearing them. As I said, Tony Robbins, he talks about 30 minutes, the 30 minutes to thrive, and he gives you the exercises and the breath work to use, for instance. And, I see my last 5K a few weeks ago, I completed it in 33 minutes and 8 seconds. And that's funny. I can do a lot better, and hopefully this next time I will. You know, he, as I said, he does one, but I also like Grant Cardone. He's amazing because he's talking about being a better you, right? So you're running that run, whether it's 5K, 10K, or, you know, half marathon, full marathon, or an ultra marathon, it doesn't matter, right? You hear a dynamic speaker talking about how you can run this run and finish it. Well, how you can be the best version of yourself, right? And I was like, wow, okay. And, you know, that's something that works for me, too, as well. So I love that. And then, here she is right here. Also something else that I like doing, FYI, is that there are a lot of interviews that you can listen to, you know what I mean? And, you know, too, as well, that are on, you know, with athletes that run or whatever, you know, so, so I like that, you know, so here Melissa is. I know I can see her on here, and if I can't get you, Melissa, on this way, then I'm going to call you, and then we'll get it that way, huh, and it's just, I mean, try again.
You're talking to the air. Am I talking to the air?
Am I here? Can you hear me now? Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I feel like we're like in the, you know, the guy in the, right, can you hear me now? You know, so anyway, gosh.
Hi,
anyway,
everybody.
Welcome. I know. Woohoo, we're here. So I was telling them about our mindset. We're doing a show on the mindset, keeping the mindset in the run. That's hard. You know, I listened to personal development. Last time I ran, I was listening to an athlete that was a runner, and he was like a surprise athlete. I can't remember his now, but I've got it, you know. And he was talking, it's like, oh my gosh, if he can do it, I can do it. But that really inspired me. That's just something I do, you know. I know you're listening a lot to Tony Robbins now, reading his book. He's got a great breath work for 30 minutes to thrive, which is exercise and running, or whatever you choose, 15 minutes to fulfillment, or an hour of power, right? So but you just got finished running a 5K. So tell us about it. What did you learn about yourself and the 5K? And was it hot? First of all, I want to make sure. Was it hot or was it cool?
You know,
for you?
I stepped out that day and I'm like, this is going to be good because it wasn't humid at the time. towards the end of the race, it definitely got a little humid.
Here. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Right. Well, let's see. You know, I've been going through some challenges before the race, and I was actually, be honest here, I was going to bail. I was like, I don't even want to go. I don't want to do it. I just want to sleep in. And, well, of course, I wouldn't just walk away from this. And I went ahead, and I did it. And I said to myself, whatever it is, you're still running around people who are sitting on the couch. So no matter what,
oh, wow,
get out there and do the best that you can. Now, I started running with a gym boss, which will help with intervals. And
explain
recently,
hold on a second. Gym boss,
explain
that a
little
bit more.
For the gym boss. Okay.
Yeah.
It's a little gizmo. You put it on your wrist and you can charge it. You can program it to do, say, 1 minute run, 2 minute walk. The sky's the limit. It's a very small thing. It looks actually like a pager. I don't know if anybody still uses a pager these days, but yeah, it looks like a little pager. And it either beeps or vibrates. And when I started running when I was 40, anyway, I lived by that. I lived by the gym boss, my Fitbit, my phone, had to make sure everything was like coordinated. And now I'm down to just wearing a Fitbit. I don't care about the map. I'm not drawing pictures with the runs that I do. If anybody has seen that, it's pretty interesting. People actually run a specific way to draw a picture. It's amazing.
I've never
heard
of that, but that's kind of cool.
I know, it's really neat. I think even one guy wrote, "Will you marry me?" or something. It was just nuts. But so now I'm just down to the Fitbit, and I have to tell you, I got in my head a little bit because I did a mile and a quarter, fantastic, felt great,
mm-hmm.
and then the mind kicks in, and it's like, you need to stop, just stop. Don't go any further. Oh, your back hurts. Oh, this, that, you know, like you just start, oh, just go to there and stop. And then you're like, oh, I'll just stop now. It's a constant. And then on the flip side, you're like, Melissa, you've done this a million times. Like, why give up? Don't give up. It's like the angel and devil on your shoulders. It really
yeah.
messes with your head. So of course I don't have the gym boss and I walk.
Mm.
I walk a little bit, catch my breath, and then I run again, and on and off, intervals. I said, well, hey, you did the mile and a quarter straight. You've never run any race straight. So to do a mile and a quarter is fantastic. On pavement's even better. You know you can do three on the treadmill, but it's a whole different world
right.
when you're on pavement.
Right.
And up and down and through the woods, and they had us going everywhere. So
was it a trail run?
I definitely
Melissa, or was it
no, you know, it was kind of funny because I looked at one of the people on the race, the route, and I looked at her and I was like, well, you get a little pavement, you get a little trail, you get a little this, you get a little main road. You know, like you're pretty
right.
much all over. All
okay.
over, but
okay.
not full
gotcha.
Trail. No, I would say more pavement than anything, but it was just, yeah, it was interesting. And, you know, of course, every age, body type, thin, heavy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a woman who would do intervals, which I thought she was doing, and it's like I would run and pass her, and I'm like, oh, no. Then my mind gets going, and then I stop. And I walk, and then she passes me, and I'm like, this ain't gonna work. So then I run, and I pass her. So then I finally said, hey, what intervals are you doing? And she actually said, I'm not doing any certain intervals, but I'm doing a run-walk. And you know what? The woman was in her 60s. Bless her heart.
God,
I mean, God bless
her. Heart.
She
I
was,
love that.
She was out there. I'm like, you know, you keep passing me. And then when she, I was like, I bet you're going to pass me again. She's like, oh, I won't. And sure enough, she did. And I was like, see?
That's good.
So, yeah, it was neat. I hid at the corner. I was walking, catching my breath. Okay. Oh, wait, before that, I knew I was at the end. It must have been within the half mile of finish.
Okay.
And there's a huge SUV with a cop in it. And he starts rolling next to me. And I'm like, what is this? Is this the paddy wagon to pick the last runner up? And the last runner? I'm like, this is crazy. And of course, I wasn't going to turn around. I'd probably, like, twist my ankle. But, you know, these are the things that go in your head. It's really,
right.
it's weird.
I've been there, yeah.
So I get close to the end, and I hear the screaming, yay, love, or whatever. So once I hit the corner of the building, I started running. I'm like, let everybody think I ran this whole thing. But, it was fun. It was nice to see my kids and my husband and my three-legged dog at the finish line, and it felt good. It really felt good.
Aw, that is nice. So you took one. Did you take both dogs or just one this time? Because I guess you have to alternate, right? So which one did you take?
Well, funny ha-ha. If he was running and I was taking the dog, I'd probably take both of them because I can handle both of them. But he can't handle both of them at the same time. So he only took
this
one.
This is how your husband.
We left.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We left Winnie at home. But that's okay.
It's okay. Winnie's going to be running with you before too much longer, right? So.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway.
He doesn't, like, pull me through the dust.
Yeah, right. I hear you.
Conley was fantastic. He got the hearts of many, many people and kids. There were tons of dogs there. We actually saw a Great Pyrenees, and now I totally understand where Conley gets it from. And it was not, it was for a great cause, child and canine cancer, and I'm ready to look for my next one.
So you were able to run with your dog because of the canine cancer. People were running with their dogs, correct? I'm assuming, right?
Yes, but they didn't do the full three miles. They did a 1 mile with dogs.
Okay.
They did a kid run, and they did the 5K.
Okay. All right. So, all right. Well, good.
I mean,
I don't
know
you,
how much dogs can run, to be honest. I have to do all that research before I get him on the pavement here. But
well, I ran with River before, and she does really well. But, you know, they get all stressed and nervous. So you got to watch that. And then there's just it's a whole circus to watch, you know, to watch them run. I mean, you know, because dogs have their own ideas about things, just so you know. And you know that. So, you know. But, yeah.
Hence, I'd be pulled through the dust. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's funny. So, yeah, you did it. So. When you say intervals, let's help people understand. Yes, congratulations, by the way. And you did, your average mile speed was about 13, what was it? You finished in 13 minutes was your average mile.
Yeah.
Yeah, good, congratulations.
So that's not bad, and that's even with walking. Mm-hmm.
It's even walking, yeah. So good, congratulations. So,
thank you.
So you finished that run in about 40, close to 40 minutes. So it's not bad. A little under.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and so what did you, when you say intervals, how do you do your intervals? And explain what an interval is, okay? So, because you don't listen to music. You don't, right?
Maybe I should.
Yeah.
Maybe
well,
I wouldn't
know,
be in my head
I
so
do,
much.
Yeah, you know, I still get in my head, you know, and everything. But sometimes what I do is I'll take it off at the end of the, you know, not at the end, but around mid-race, because I don't hear it anymore because I'm so focused on running. You know, isn't that weird? But how? What's an interval? What does that mean for you? Because there are brand new people that listen to the show that want to run, and so that they've got another way of looking at things. So what does that mean, intervals?
Well,
how do you do your
intervals? Intervals. There's all different ways you can find out what you want to do for an interval. Like if you're dead set on making a 10-minute mile, I'm actually trying to look it up currently. You can actually put the numbers in to find out how long your run walk would be in order to get that time.
Okay.
Let's see. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Let's see. It's called Galloway.
Okay, I know that. Yeah, and he's actually the one that invented that, if I'm not mistaken, right? So, he's an athlete, right? Yeah.
Okay. I'm actually trying to pull that up on my computer so I can give you full, actual numbers.
So if you want to do it,
Here we go.
Okay.
Run walk ratios. So if you are determined to run in 10-minute mile, that's
right.
a three-minute run and a one-minute walk. Now, you're not just moseying on with the walk-in. I mean, you got to keep it up. But you should be around 10-minute mile if you do that consistently.
Okay. All right.
So three-minute run. Yep. And one-minute walk.
Okay, good. And that's the Galloway Run. I've got a book about that. And is that how you figured out what you were going to do, kind of, sort of? Or
at the beginnings of – at the beginnings when I started running, because I knew I couldn't just run, that's for sure. and then I looked into this. I had joined a running group, Moms Run This Town. And people were talking, what's your Galloway? Or they'll say, hey, running at 5 a.m, a 1:03 Galloway. And, you know, that's just like the runner's talk. So I started looking into it. And I was doing, 2-minute well, 2 minute one or two minute run, 30 second walk at one point.
Okay.
And that
wow.
that is an
okay.
11 minute mile.
Right.
So
that's what mine was about 11. I want to get that down. I feel like okay. So
it'll come down. Perseverance.
Yeah, you know, one of the perseverance, and then you know what I was telling right before you got on, and I know you're a big Tony Robbins fan. I know you're reading his book, but he actually does a book about like daily motivation, and he's a big fan of exercise, right? Obviously, you can,
yeah.
I mean, the man is amazing looking, and like I don't know, he's probably close to 60 now, maybe. I don't know.
I have to tell you though, real quick. One of my nurse practitioners that I work with. Oh my God, she's going
uh-huh.
to Miami. She's going to one of his things. I was like, oh, I'm so jealous. But anyway.
Oh wow. Yeah, he's wonderful. But one of the things that he talks about is like he has a 1 minute. How to say it? You guys, come on, Tree, think. He has 30 minutes to thrive, 15 minutes to fulfillment, or an hour of power. Right. So you can exercise, and he does a visualization. With this, and he also does a visualization, breathing, breath work with it, and also does something with your fingers where it helps that situation. But, you know, and gratitude, so you can do that for 15 minutes and exercise included, because he only does the visualization for about 5 minutes. And so, you know, I've used that before. I'm going to use it again because I just found it. We moved, Rob and I did. And so I found it and I was like, oh man, I want to use this. So that's something that I really appreciate. You know what I mean? And because it really helped me. I'll send you, he's got all those, well, now they're probably, if you can download them instantly. Used to, you had to order CDs and tapes. I'm really telling my age now. I know, you know, that's back in our time when we were a lot younger, right? I'm still young, I'll never get old, hopefully. But it really helped me. And then I did Grant Cardone. I was listening to him running, and he's amazing because he's talking about being the best version of yourself. And so you're sitting there listening, it is your duty and obligation to be here and also to be the best version, that you can do and be and not be lazy, do 10 times more than you think you can do. And I ran, I ran a race with that. I think I ran the Merry Christmas one. We have the jingle jog. And so I ran that with my dog. She's funny. Yeah. And I listened to that because I swear, you know what it did? River, it was really good, but she was really nervous around the dogs, and she did it. We walked and we ran, and I finished that race with her because, you have to be careful because down in Miami or Fort Lauderdale, it's all the same here. It's really hot, so I ran it, and Rob goes, I didn't think you could finish that in 40 minutes. I go, I didn't think I could either because, that was before my foot injury, and
I
did. So, yeah, check it out because that's really good for anybody. And I like music. I run with music. I know you don't, but in the middle of the race, usually what I'll do is I'll stop listening to it because it's not in my head or my mind space anyway, because you get into that place in your head where you want to go, So anyway,
I listen to like motivational stuff, then that might be
that's
really
what
going.
I do. Yeah. I mean, it's wonderful. And I listened to one, I was telling, same as the beginning of our show, about, where I was listening to somebody who had overcame a lot of difficulties to run, and he's explaining it and how the crowd's cheering for him. I was like, oh, my gosh, right? If he can do it, I can do it. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
I think
so
we are capable of doing anything.
Do you really?
Ultimately.
What do you think holds us back, in your opinion? Because you got four little girls. Or young ladies, and what do you feel holds us?
Oh gosh, what's in between your ears? I think what you, your perceptions of things.
Okay.
Because with anything, even diets, it's like It's the way you look at, like, what's your why? What, why do you want to lose weight? And, well, if you want to lose weight for, to, I don't know, bring down your numbers and be healthy, you have to keep reminding yourself, this is your why. If you don't do that, you won't accomplish, you know?
Right.
There's, I think a lot for myself is giving into the devil. I don't know. Like, I'd rather sit and relax. I give into the tiredness. I give it, and, you know, I get in my head. I get in my head a lot.
Yeah. I think it's our self-worth.
Interesting conversation.
We don't think we're good enough.
Yeah.
But, self-worth is a big one, I think, on that one, too, as well. So,
I did the race. And Russ is like, you did a great job. Yay. And my girls are all happy. And I'm like, yeah, but I didn't have my gym boss. He's like, so you still crossed the finish line. I'm like, yeah, but this is how I'm looking at it. Okay. A, you do the race full on and you don't walk. That's a major accomplishment. Then you do the race and you could do your run walk and you still accomplished it. But I didn't have the run-walk intervals because I didn't have my gym boss, so I failed. That's what I'm saying, like the mindset. And it's like, crazy. That's crazy talk. But it's, you know, I've always told myself, if you can get through this 3-mile race doing – a 1-2 interval without stopping to walk an extra minute, like literally doing what the gym boss tells you, you have succeeded. If you don't do it to the T, you failed. See,
right.
That's my
it.
Crazy mindset. So yeah,
no,
that can hold
I
back.
Totally, I totally understand that. That's I get it. And I gotta post my picture on our Go Run for Fun Fitness because that's our Instagram page, you get out of your head, you know, because I was like, I didn't tell you this, but I ran a race this summer and I literally hobbled across the finish line because of my foot, okay. And it may have been spring, and then that's really when I had a wake up call about, you know, running on the treadmill for a while, and I did, and, you know, I'm at Orange Theory, and so it's helping me develop every bit of, you know, because I did Orange Theory for 5 years, that's how I started running, and I'm back at it, and I just feel so free with it, you know what I mean, and,
My third half marathon was a nightmare, because I did the same thing, and the picture of me is hysterical. But I had such cramps. I went straight to the medic's tent. It was such a pathetic failure. And
yeah,
I haven't
done
a half marathon since. I mean, it was just
work up to it, right? So it hits you hard when you do stuff like that. But you're doing it, and you're still out there doing it, and that's cool. And I know you do personal development with Tony Robbins. What's the name of the book that you bought?
Unshakable.
That you listen to? Unshakable. Okay. That's cool. Yeah. That's cool. So,
get crazy. But, yeah.
I love that. Anyway, so
we're
going
to listen to online.
Oh,
you
I know, right? Anyway, so
crazy.
check. Yeah. All right. Check that out about the 30 minutes to thrive. And I'll look it up and, cause I've got it. I found it the other day. So anyway, and maybe we can, it was like, well, it's something else. It's daily motivation, but it's a series of, CDs that I have because that's second. So I'll have to find that and let you know what it is. But anyway, all right, my dear. So we're getting ready to get off
cool.
the phone. The show. So you want to go end it with what you do? So please share with us. So
everyone have a great week wherever you may be in this place. planet, and go run.
And don't forget to take a shower. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Melissa.